Chelsea Green Publishing presents Serious Adverse Events, An Uncensored History of AIDS, by Celia Farber. Foreword by Mark Crispin Miller. Read by Carolyn White. I dedicate this book to my son, Jeremy Bannister, who came into my life as the only light during a dark time. I promised him things would one day turn around and the war would be over. I hope he one day reads this as part of his process of forgiving me for the stability I was unable to provide. I want him to be proud of me, but also of himself, for surviving on the small, storm-tossed ship all those years. We made it. Foreword. When Celia Farber wrote the articles comprising this uncensored history of AIDS, she did not know, nor could she have imagined, that she was also writing an essential prehistory of the catastrophic sequel yet to come. There are, of course, already many books about the COVID crisis, and there will certainly be many more. But any thorough bibliography on the coronavirus and its myriad disastrous consequences must include this peerless book about HIV/AIDS, a dress rehearsal for the notional pandemic that premiered in January 2020 and is still simmering, with no end in sight. Although it came as a big shock to we, the viewers, believing, as so many did, the propaganda line that SARS-CoV-2 had leapt scarily from bats to humans, COVID-19 was a movie that we'd seen before, as this book should make clear to those who weren't around when it first played back in the 80s, or who were but couldn't see its flaws, because the media would not report them or talk to anyone who grasped them. Back then, as an intrepid young reporter for Spin, Farber was the only journalist, aside from some few allies in the gay press, to dig into the science, or so-called science, of AIDS, and to discuss it with those fighting on both sides of the fierce struggle over its direction. While the majority of journalists, or so-called journalists, sat reverently at Dr. Fauci's feet.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?